Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me, and Bubble Boy is not here, but filling in is Jerry the Diver Guy in the studio with us all the way from the mountains of Virginia. He has come down from the altitude to join us here in Florida in the studio, as you can plainly see on Facebook Live. So welcome, both
What's
of
going
you, for
on?
That matter. Yeah. So you literally just drove down the mountain all the way down to Florida. And did they stop you?
No.
They didn't stop you at the border?
The presidential, future president never gets stopped.
Oh, that's true. Jerry the Diver Guy for president. That's another thing.
But you know what, Greg? Guess what I brought to Florida.
What did you bring?
A Corona.
No, you're not supposed to bring that to the studio.
Yes, I brought the Corona.
The Corona beer, as you can see from Facebook Live today.
Getting real.
It's getting real. All right. So, and also we got Barry the Bugger. We got Catmull DeMartini. And, well, the Aqua Gypsy are both broadcasting live from the Gomez Hilton today. Bubble Boy is connected via the web. But before we get to them, we got to get out the big news of the day, or actually of the week. And that is, after last week's show of us bitching about the Florida Keys not being open, they listened and they opened them up. Well, they're about to open them up. And to talk about it is Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center, who is on Scuba Radio right now. Captain Slate, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, buddy. It's great down here. And I heard from through the grapevine that the only reason they opened up was because they heard you bitching on the radio.
Well, that's what we do. That's what we do. Yeah, you know, we had gotten word from our moles down there in the Keys that there was some chatter with the Monroe County Commission that they were flirting with the idea of keeping the Keys closed through June, and which would have been insanity. And oh my gosh, and I know you were upset about it. We had you on a couple of weeks ago to talk about that. But like you said, they were listening. They heard us complaining and said, okay. Since they really want to come down and do some diving in the Florida Keys, maybe we could open it up after all. So June 1st, the Florida Keys will officially open up. The roadblock is going to go away, or what's going on exactly there, Captain?
Yes, sir. Roadblock will disappear June 1st, and the Keys will be open as normal. And,
yay,
of course, they're expecting everybody, like everybody will, to operate with the mask and the distancing and blah, 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 and everybody will. So, you know, there's set rules and regs, and everybody wants to be careful and not catch coronas unless it's in a bottle.
That's right. And Jerry the Diver guys.
That down here.
Yeah, he brought the Corona down with him. The liquid.
Well, we got plenty of Corona here, buddy, and it's going to be, everybody's going to have it.
All right. Well, you know, that's great news, and I know you are very excited about inviting people back down to dive in the Florida Keys. We hope to maybe be one of those first group of divers.
Yep.
We're going to try to come down there and hang with Captain Slate there after the first and stuff. So you got to get through the Memorial Day weekend and next weekend, and then the plan is to have it open up, and then the Florida Keys will once and for all at least be in sync with the rest of the state of Florida. That was what I was really complaining about last week, is like, why are the Keys different from everywhere else in the state of Florida? It makes no sense. It's like, if we can dive in Fort Lauderdale, Pompano, West Palm Beach, or even on the west coast of Florida, why can't we go down to the Keys too? And I know that was a gripe for you as well. So they finally said, okay, we'll let people come on down and not just keep all the the great attractions they have underwater and topside, for that matter, down in Florida Keys, and make it available to everyone again. And it's probably going to be like, what, eight divers max, or 10 divers, or 10 people on a boat or something?
It's pretty much predicated on the size of the boat. But, yeah, everybody's going to be pretty much regulated by that, and that's what we're liking. And and that's great. We'll do it. I mean, like I say, nobody wants to catch Coronas. They want to drink it.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, so far, Florida is, we've gotten through our, second week of kind of, slow opening. And we have not seen some big, any kind of big upticks of cases of Corona or anything like that. So the state of Florida is doing quite well in the big scheme of things, as far as, like, you know, all the doomsdayers were saying, like, oh, God, you're opening in too early, and the bottom's going to fall out. So far, so good. Now, that doesn't mean something couldn't happen, and everybody obviously is on the lookout for it. And like you said, if we practice our social distancing, wear our masks in the appropriate places. I don't know. Are you telling the divers down there in the Keys, just keep your mask on when you come up from the dive? Just to be extra safe, or no? Or do you bother?
No, not on the boat. They're safe on the boat. In fact, you're out where you want to be, outdoors and in the hot sun. All that's good.
Right. And I know, since it's been so long since you've been having visitors, and you still got another week or two to go. I mean, you're running today, or you ran this morning, with just people that are around the Keys already, that are living down there, just taking the locals out when you can?
Well, yes. Actually, And not big numbers. We've had a couple of families that came to the Keys that were pilots, and one family from Dubai that he got laid off, and he lives here.
And they
hibernated here, and they've taken the kids all through their classes while they've been here. And like I said, we've been open and just running small trips.
Right. But not enough to really survive, and that's what. From a dive business, they got to have customers, and that could be means dive tourists and things like that. So,
It's like the hotels and not the restaurants, because everybody's got to eat, but the hotels and the shuttle buses, all that's tourism. That's people coming down here and fishing boats, dive boats, backcountry boats, sightseeing boats. So that's what we have to live on.
Yes. Well, no question. Just for the record, Cap Slate, I've been preparing for a return to the Florida Keys by watching all three seasons of Bloodline. So I'm thrilled. I've binge watched Bloodline on Netflix, and I am just jonesing to go down there and visit all those places again. I mean, it was like I had constant flashbacks watching that show, but it just made me miss the Keys all that much more. So I kind of took advantage of the downtime to kind of whet my appetite for going back down to the Florida Keys and doing some diving. So we can get down there to the Isla Mirada, go to the Islander Hotel, do some diving with Captain Slates, go to the History of Diving Museum. I mean, all you guys have been doing is just preparing for the wave of tourists once the floodgates open. And finally, we get the news that June 1st, is indeed going to happen for the Florida Keys. I know for you, it is not soon enough, though, right? Yeah, you've been just dying.
It's been a scheme of three months almost for everybody, I'll tell you that. It's been, I had a lot of mine and Sky's employees left the Keys. I mean, they had to go elsewhere and find work until back open. Skip stayed with me, my main man, for 30 years. So it's been me and Skip.
Right. Just kind of holding down the fort and, cleaning stuff, I guess. I mean, do you got any new protocols you're planning to put in place for diving down there with you at Captain Slates or not necessarily?
Going out due to creature feature, I had to do that. Go out with just the crew a lot of times just to keep my babies out there all fed and happy.
Right. Okay. You got to go out and check in with them. At least to get down underwater with them. Well, like I said, we hope to get down there right after the 1st and bring the show down there. Maybe we'll do a little welcome, welcome everybody to the Florida Keys, now that it's back open. We're trying to put that together. So hopefully we'll have a big announcement next Saturday on the show for everybody and then get the lowdown on what's going on. But Slate, congratulations. I know you're very excited, and everybody's, more excited to come down and see you finally. So I'll let you get back to it, preparing accordingly. And thanks for the update, my friend.
You got it, and thanks for calling.
Yes, there you go. Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. As you heard, June 1st, it's open. to tourism once again, which means we can go diving.
Go dive with them, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've been waiting for this day, or at least hearing it. I'm so happy, though, that they finally said, okay, we'll go ahead and open up like the rest of Florida. Because that chatter last week that I got about the Florida Keys staying closed through June, I thought that would have been a disaster. And I thank God they listened to some common sense and said, okay, well, maybe we can do away with this draconian nonsense restriction and allow divers to go down there and
malarkey.
Do a little, social distancing, but a little social diving as well. I mean, we're all feeling the pain here when it comes to that, and I think we're drying out. Time to change that activity or get, back to the activity we love, right?
Yeah.
More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dive in the USA. Dive in the USA now. Dive in the USA. I like to scuba down the waters of the USA.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you. And starting June 1st, we get to dive in the USA at least.
Are we allowed to, vote that one off the show?
What are you talking about? It's a very patriotic way to look at our diving activities.
In the USA.
Yeah.
Dive!
CJ and Jerry USA. The Diver Guy obviously love the song. God bless him. Ethan is here, too, by the way. Jerry the Diver Guy's human bodyguard or buffer. Or
human bodyguard?
It's Gigantor.
Gigantor. Are you sure Ethan is related to you, Jerry? Because he's
hell
like,
if I know. He's like
twice
10
the size
foot tall.
Of him. He is. He's a massive man.
And his hair is about 10 foot taller.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, he's like 20 foot hair? Tall.
He's
together.
A big boy. He is a big boy and a great bodyguard for Jerry the Diver guy who's running for president.
But he's so. Beautiful, just like me, though.
Okay. I was going to say cursed.
His studlyism comes out.
Yeah, I'm saying he's not related because he looks so much better.
You've
than
heard
him.
The phrase blind drunk.
Yeah, that is true. All right, look.
One eye and drunk in the other.
We got a lot of fun happening here in the studio today, and we're excited because we get to dive in the USA starting June 1st, which means that, you know, everybody, you know, at least in the States, we're starting to crack open.
You can dive in the Keys June 1st, but you can dive elsewhere in Florida
well,
now.
You can dive in the USA.
Right, but
right.
Other places in Florida, you can dive today.
Well, right. Okay, yes, that
okay.
is true.
Don't yeah. spread misinformation.
Well, I'm just... Yeah,
get
yeah.
it right, Gregory.
Okay, I'm sorry. Jeez. But my point is...
You know,
you're
greatest
to,
gift... Let me... Your gift is you don't care.
That's true. You're welcome. Thank you. but, you know, we got Bubble Boy. We got Vinnie Two Tanks. We got Barry the Bugger. We got the Aqua Gypsy and Juan DiMartini broadcasting from the Gomez Hilton. And everybody is in their own little bubble right now, hey, locally diving, with the exception of Jerry. He actually drove down from the mountains of Virginia,
but look,
got through
Greg,
all the roadblocks and is heading to the Gomez Hilton. Is that what you're doing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We're going to the Gomez.
Are you
going to
dive tomorrow or over the weekend here for Memorial Day?
It's a possibility. I might go out and see Jeff.
Okay. With South Florida Diving Headquarters. That sounds like a good plan.
Greg, right. That's where I was today.
Okay. The Aqua Gypsy was already with... South Florida Diving. You went diving there this morning,
Brittany? I did. Yeah, I took a student out and then her boyfriend as well. So
yeah.
It was good. It was fun. So we had another newly certified diver, and they had a great time. Seas were a little rough, but it just made her more experienced.
It didn't matter as long as you got wet, right? Because it had
exactly.
been too long. Actually, Brittany's yeah. the only one as part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad who's been consistently getting wet. She was diving in.
That's
okay,
not true.
Greg, you don't need to go that far. Go.
No. You went to Venice Beach last week.
Pig.
Well, Barry the Bugger would raise his hand, but I know he hadn't been diving. So what do you?
No, I take a shower every night.
Oh, yeah.
But why do we still smell you?
Why do we still smell you?
All right. Enough of
children,
nonsense.
Children, please.
We got other nonsense to cover. So, we are talking about the USA is starting to crack open, but we got Roz from the UK. She is on with us via Zoom. Roz, can you hear me? Come in.
Yes, sir. I can actually. I'll turn the kettle off because I was making a cup of tea. So.
Okay, she's making tea as they always do there in that part of the world. You know, that's just what they do. They, you know, when they're not diving, they're making tea. You know?
Yes. So I'll just turn the kettle off so it's
okay.
quieter for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Roz. So are they diving over there? Oh, I think it's ready. I think it's ready.
Tea and biscuits. You want some tea and biscuits?
That is just... Stop it. Just stop it. Already stop it. No, but Roz, seriously, are they starting to crack? I've heard that over in the UK and London and everywhere else over there that you guys are starting to get some access to diving sites finally too and across the pond there. What do you think? Is that true?
Okay, so we have a group here over yeah. here called the BDSG, the British Diving Safety Group.
Right.
And all the dive training agencies are in it, so PADI, mm-hmm. SSI, RAID, BSAC, TDI.
All the ones INATD. That matter. Got it. Yeah.
So all the training agents, the MCA, the Maritime Coast Guard Association, Maritime Coast Guard's in there. We've got the Health and Safety Executive, which is sort of our version of OSHA.
Right.
We've got the Hyperbaric Association in there. We've got the diving doctors in there. So everybody mm-hmm. who's involved with recreational and technical diving in the UK is in this group.
Yeah.
We've got CETA in there as well, which is sort of a Brit version of DEMA.
Okay.
And
they're all saying, yes, let's go diving or what? What are they saying?
Well, there was a big meeting. The meeting is happening once a week. Mm-hmm. And last week it was, well, diving is going to be opening soon, but not yet.
Okay.
And this week they've said that diving can commence in England because the government is allowing people to move A bit more in England. Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland is still in lockdown.
Okay.
So is the Republic of Ireland. Republic of Ireland allowed recreational diving, shore diving, to 12 metres. So that's 30 feet, roughly.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That seems kind of arbitrary, doesn't it? Why would it matter how deep, if you're going diving, why would it matter how deep you could go?
Because it's too bloody cold.
Oh, it's well,
five
no.
Greg's depth.
Yeah.
It's more along the lines of, so that's in the Republic of Ireland. In England, it's shore diving, and it's either within your home unit, your family unit, whoever you're living with, if they dive, or it's with one other person outside your family unit, and you travel in separate cars. You maintain social distancing of 2 meters, which is about 6 foot.
Right. That's one Greg, by the way. That's one Greg. Just so you know.
And it's, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's progressive, shallow diving, mostly because what we don't want to do is put any strain on the hyperbaric chambers and the diving docks if anybody should get sick. So it's, yes, you can go diving, be mindful, and just bimble. Don't do anything epicky or pushy.
Right.
Really.
Well, that should be the case. That should be the case anytime. But I just don't know if I understand.
Laid off anyway.
They're so keeping people at two atmospheres.
You know why, Greg?
Why, Jerry?
Because the deeper you go, you can't hear the tea kettle going off.
No, I don't think that's accurate.
Ass over tea kettle.
Nope. No, it's just how they do things. Ireland, you said, has a very restriction on the actual depth you're supposed to go. Are they considered guidelines or laws or rules? What do they say?
It's guidance. I don't know about the Republic of Ireland.
Okay, so they are not necessarily going to keyhole you if you do that.
Bollocks!
We'll find out more next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with us, and we also have Jerry the Diver Guy here in the flesh in the studio as well, which is quite a treat or an annoyance. It depends on your perspective, I guess. Right?
Oh, CJ? I like having him here.
Okay, as he Fun. Walks in. Right.
How's I'm the greatest.
Say, you know, when
Greg
he's out of the
talking
studio.
Talking crap about you, but I wasn't having it.
You're a liar!
We'll have him deported.
No, there won't be any deportations. Is that what it is?
Deportations.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Deported.
Anyway, Roz from the UK is giving us a little, give us a little idea of what's happening across the pond. You know, USA is starting to open up to diving.
Colonies.
UK, I've been hearing some rumblings that they're starting to, but it sounds like you guys are a little, slower to allowing diving than it is. Yeah, in the broad scheme of things, as we are in the USA. Is that a fair statement, you think, Roz, or no? What do you think?
Shore diving is going to open in England.
Yeah.
Scotland and Wales are government, because all the guidance is saying follow the government guidance, first of all. So they're still in lockdown.
Okay.
We think that they might start loosening the lockdown a little in Scotland and Wales and the Republic of Ireland. Sorry, Northern Ireland. The beginning of June.
Okay, so June 1st might be that benchmark date for the UK and everyone else over there and stuff.
People are looking at how to dive on hard boats, but to be perfectly honest, because we are doing 2 meter social distancing here.
Why would you go diving on a hog boat? I don't really. That doesn't sound very appealing to me.
They want to eat bacon.
I thought there was a meat shortage or something. What?
Bacon, sausage.
Yeah.
What do you? Okay, we have two kinds of boats here. We have ribs, which are considered floppy boats because you
right.
Or
ribs. Who doesn't like ribs? Everyone likes ribs, but just go with a
brisket, cornbread,
hog boat. I think there could be something lost in translation here. It'd be the first time ever it's ever happened here on Scuba Radio, but I'm just guessing. We'll clarify next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
I don't think it's politically correct, and I don't know why Daryl was laughing so much when he said that. Too.
Well, it's like a funny bit, you know. It broke him up.
Okay,
but he just spoke the truth, is all.
Yeah, maybe he may very well may have.
Greg,
now,
Can I ask Roz a question?
Go ahead,
Roz. Are you dead chuffed?
Wow, that was seeing.
Would you
kind
consider
of a personal
yourself
question,
dead chuffed? And if you are, is that a good
dead
thing or a bad
about
thing?
What?
I don't know
about anything. Evidently.
I've heard that phrase, and I don't know what it means.
So it means...
I'm happy, gleeful, joyful.
Why didn't you just say so?
Somebody's making you a box of chocolates or a beer or a glass of wine or...
You're guesting on Scuba Radio. You're dead chuffed.
You're dead chuffed for Scuba Radio.
It's a happy feeling. It's a joyous feeling.
So no, I get
thought it meant that you was going to buy us all a beer.
No.
Well, I'd be dead chuffed if she did that.
Good application. Correct application.
Thank you.
See, I'm trying to expand our vocabulary.
We learned it from Jerry the Dive Guy.
At DEMA, you can buy us all beer.
All right.
Well, he's always angling for free beer.
Mm-hmm. Free alcohol is the best alcohol.
It really is.
It is indeed. All right. Well,
thank you.
But getting back to the diving there where Roz is across the pond.
Yes.
Hopefully June 1st, things are going to start loosening up for you guys, too.
Hemi, behind you!
What? Oh, my gosh, he has sharks.
There you go.
God, that's a lot of hammerheads. Hammerheads.
You can see this on Facebook Live if Bubble Boy would say something.
Yeah, that's
but he won't say anything.
He just removed his arm.
You have to say something, James.
Okay.
He's in no real danger.
That's all we're going to get.
That's all you're going to get.
He's surrounded by hammerheads.
Wheel.
All right, regardless. They're playing with their virtual backgrounds on their Zoom feed.
My man's filling up with blood.
All right, enough. I'm trying to talk to Roz.
Sorry,
will you guys quiet,
sorry.
Quiet down,
the lovely
will you?
Roz is
so,
here, CJ.
But Roz, are they are the divers across the pond? Are they jonesing for diving like they have been doing here in the in Florida in the USA? Are they?
Everybody's desperate to get back in the water,
yeah.
And most people are trying to be quite sensible about the whole thing.
Right.
And being pragmatic about the whole thing, because we've been in lockdown since March sometime.
Right.
And which was about 964 months ago.
Feels like it, doesn't it? Yeah.
It sure does.
Well, cold diving over there. So, when you go diving where you are, aren't you going to be in like either dry suit or really thick wetsuits?
Yes.
You're going to be covered head to toe. You're going to be a scuba diving prophylactic. Just by the equipment you have to use to dive
in that part
of the world. No, that is a technical way of protecting yourself from the coronavirus, is that you have this barrier.
That actually was a point in the guidelines issued by the British Diving Safety Group,
yeah.
Which was that we are primarily dressed in PPE.
That's right,
once
see?
We've got everything donned, we are in PPE. We've got our own breathing apparatus of clean air,
right.
We've got eye protection, and we are suited from toe to tip to toe.
And we look damn cool doing it, too. Yeah.
What to toe?
Head to toe.
Head to toe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, so you guys, technically, I would think, would be more protected than, say, a warm water wuss like me in Florida that's, you know, just going to go in a shirt and trunks because it's hot.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah, we are very much protected because we're covered in
a suit. You guys ought to be going diving even sooner than we do, but that's just not the case right now. They're just being a little bit more.
Very conservative.
They're being safe and sensible.
This weekend, so it's been flat all week. It's been really hot and sunny and flat.
Yeah.
And it's now blowing a hoolie here.
A hoolie?
Sorry, what?
Oh.
Who's he?
Quiet.
A whole lot.
Send him back
to Virginia.
That's one of those wigs that they wear.
That's it. I think that's Vinny Two Tank's nickname.
Hoolie.
Yeah. So anyway.
No, that's a Hawaiian thing, isn't it?
Is it? A hoolie who?
I don't know.
Hoolie ho.
What about a hoolie hoop?
Whoop, whoop. Anyway,
we're morons.
The
who's drunk?
Yeah, quiet. Roz, I mean, you know, are the... I mean, are you like going crazy though? I mean, I'll tell you, the divers I've been talking to here in the States the last few weeks have just been going crazy, and they've been, you know, borderline like, oh my gosh, come on, let us go diving already. I mean, are you getting that vibe too?
Greg, this is not forever. We've got a lot of medical professionals working like stink here to keep people safe. We've got lots of people in hospitals working really hard.
Right.
Working really hard. Got it.
People. We've got a lot of frontline people out there doing the best job they possibly can.
So wait a minute. I understand that, Roz, but get to it. Are there any crazy people over there across the pond like there are here in the States that are just going nuts that want to go diving?
No.
Yeah, they are, but we're all going, look, we'll behave.
Okay, so they're more proper. See, here in the States, and, you know, like, we're not afraid to kind of share our insanity when we're getting a little too, you know, cabin fever.
Greg, what if that'll be our downfall?
What if you were already crazy?
There's an awful lot talking about it. I mean, there's been a stack of webinars and things by various people.
Right.
What if you're wearing a tank top and you've got hammerheads behind you?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Tank top, that is mankini.
Yeah, you guys are doing a separate show, aren't you?
CJ, and we're back.
I apologize, Roz. Did I do that? But when we brought you on, she knows what she was getting herself into.
I'm sorry, I'm here.
But you know, I mean, our friends across the pond, like Roz, are a little bit more. I don't know.
Polite.
Yeah, maybe.
Is that well mannered?
Well mannered, right? Where I think we're losing our cool here in the States a little bit, I think. You know, I mean, you guys...
Well, the weather is slightly warmer.
Well, it is in Florida for sure. We had a record week of temps in Florida this week. And you know, when
it's
it gets
120
hot...
out there right now, Greg.
Well, no, I don't. Not here in Orlando. You mean where?
Here in Orlando.
No, you are a liar.
Yes,
he's just not used to it. It is.
It feels like temp for a mountain man like Jerry the Diver Guy.
He's a mountain man.
Yeah. I think it's about
more
90,
like a mountain bear.
95 or something.
Mountain something.
Bear. But
it's hot enough that you want to get
he's
in the water.
He's bear.
And go diving, cool off.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
It is understandable. You know, people's mental health has taken a complete battering on this.
Well, listening to our show is a perfect example. Hello.
Oh, nothing's changed.
It's starting to bubble over is my point,
this
I think.
It's tender and juicy.
Yeah.
I love it.
And people get themselves mentally sorted out underwater. So it's understandable that people want to get in the water as soon as possible.
You can get underwater, get away from us. You don't have to listen to Jerry the Diver Guy.
Run, Forrest.
Better yet,
run.
Barry the Boater. You don't have to hear his corny bugger. Jokes. Or boater or bugger, it doesn't matter.
Or Barry the son of a bitch. Barry, as we like to call him.
Barry the booger.
Yeah, just stop.
Miss a lock.
That's not appropriate. But yeah.
He looks like he's in the Navy or something.
Barry Enema.
I know, you know, for the Aqua Gypsy who is hanging out at the Gomez Hilton, it's, you know, diving's a very zen-like thing for you, Brittany, isn't it? Wouldn't you say? You know, you kind of feel it.
Her mic's not on. She doesn't know.
Well, look at her, no, Greg. Look at her. Yeah. She's beautiful. And it's all because of that.
Oh, quit brown nosing already.
Seriously, you're not going to get to see her, so go back home.
Will you marry me?
Oh, my God.
Friends like you, who needs toilet paper?
Oh, just stop it, will you?
No, Greg, you're right. You're absolutely right. And that's the first thing that I always tell.
You tell who?
My students. Yeah, is, you know, they ask me why I enjoy diving so much, and that's probably the number one thing that I say.
Yeah, it's that zen-like experience that you have with the environment.
Right, because you're focused on the most important thing in life. And some people say they're kids and stuff, and I'm like, okay, no. Breathing is the most important thing, and that's all that you're focused on. And then all of a sudden, you'll see a grouper or a shark. Today, we saw nurse sharks and turtles and rays, and then, you know, your head's just spinning around on a swivel like squirrel.
Yep, right. There's that. And then, you know, being just involved in the ocean, you know, the ocean's kind of like the womb of the earth.
Wait.
Okay,
wait.
Now you took it too far.
Dude, you better trademark that fast before someone steals it.
Back that up. Yeah. It's a what of the earth?
A womb.
Yeah.
No, Greg.
It is the womb of the earth. Yeah. How was the water, though? I mean, did you see more fish? Did it seem clear? How did the water seem?
Wait, you mean you're talking to Brittany, I assume, right, Barry?
Yeah.
Oh, today? No, yeah, the visibility was amazing. Probably had, like, 35 feet on the first dive.
Sweet. That is like some great diving. We got more coming up. Stay close. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We gotta.
Get down, get down.
Gotta.
Get down,
gotta.
Get down,
gotta. Get down.
Gotta.
Gotta. Gotta. Get down. Gotta. 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 Gotta.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Jerry the Diver Guy are in the studio with me today, as well as Ethan, who is Jerry the Diver Guy's Bodyguard and Offspring.
Gigantor.
And connected via the web, we got Barry the Bugger, Bubble Boy, Vinny Two Tanks, Roz from the UK, and Captain Walt DeMartini with his special guest, the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany. Well, now, and just so we're clear, Jerry the Diver Guy stopped off on his way down from the mountains of Virginia here in Orlando to broadcast headquarters. And he's on his way to check into the Gomez Hilton tonight. Is that the deal?
That's correct.
All right. And so Brittany is waiting there for you.
Hide the booze. Hide the sheep.
I'm actually going back this evening.
Oh, just in time.
Wait.
Serendipitous.
I want to hear his heartbreak a little bit. There we go.
Here we go.
Come on, Jerry. Let's hear the heartbreak.
Look. What's that over there? It's Aquaman.
You can say whatever you want. I can hear your heart crushing down to small little pieces.
Okay.
Wait, Greg. Yes, Brittany. Make an amendment to what you said?
Of course.
I think instead you said that the ocean is the womb of the earth. I would say it's the womb of Mother Nature.
Yeah, that's a better analogy.
How about that?
Okay.
Sure. Right.
We'll go with that.
And Scuba Radio is the miscarriage.
Oh, thank you, Bubble Boy.
Why doesn't she have a show?
Who, she Bubble does. Boy?
No.
Brittany. She, he, we, oh, I'm she, just so she confused. Does.
How many she's?
I there do. Are two she's I have a little right spin-off.
She does. That's she's? Right. She's doing a little spin-off podcast. That's right. Yeah. So maybe this week's episode on your podcast could be all about the womb of Mother Nature.
Oh, special guest starring Greg, the Dive Master.
What? Why would I be an expert on
today's focus? Red Tide.
You're an expert on the womb.
You won't.
No, he's about 3 inches away.
You want the podcast to survive, not sink.
Okay.
Taint funny.
Just you guys, that's inappropriate. We have a special guest from across the pond, Roz from the UK, and she's sitting back listening to this going, what the hell is wrong with these people? Is it worse than
normal? She knows what it is.
Is it worse than normal for you, Roz? Or are you like, well, that's what I knew what I was getting myself
She's
into.
She's dead chuffed.
What do you
think? It's the same situation, different day, I believe.
Okay. We'll go with that. We will go with that.
Yes, she told you, didn't she?
Yeah. But, I mean, as far as so we're clear, Brittany is going to leave and make room for Jerry the Diver Guy at the Gomez Hilton. Is that what's happening, Walt? So a room opens up and Jerry's checks in?
Yeah, that's affirmative. Jerry's got the whole east and west wing booked.
Golly. So it's kind of a downgrade.
Gomez is coming out tonight, too.
I think so.
All weekend.
Really?
You're going to get out the cheap
paper? You might even see Julio.
Really? Julio?
Julio? If Julio makes an appearance, it's a rarity.
Down by the
and maybe
yard.
The drunken sailor.
Oh, anything's possible.
I think the drunken sailor might show up here tonight.
I think the drunken sailor's already down there at the Gomez Hilton. Doesn't he just kind of camp out under the dock? I mean, Walt has like a new boat.
He was in the hot tub last time.
I was gonna say, do y'all have that urine smell down there? But I forgot.
You know, I thought I was smelling low tide, but maybe it was something else.
A urine review. Maybe.
Seaweed.
I don't know. So, Brittany, I mean, you're just hanging out for the afternoon at Gomez Hilton for happy hour or Scuba Radio happy hour? That's what you've been doing today?
That's correct.
Damn it, I didn't drive all the way down here for you to go home.
Oh, yes, that's right. We also went on a boat ride. Walt took me on the Little Whore.
Aha. That is the name of his new vessel.
His dinghy.
Well, the dinghy for the dry martini.
He had to put Viagra on
it. I thought we named it the Dirty Whore.
I don't know. Walt?
Just the Little Whore?
Well, maybe, you know, it is kind of a little vessel. It's a little rigid hull, right?
Inflatable?
What is it?
It's a 14-foot rib inflatable.
Got it. Did you dive off of it, Brittany, or did you just take a little cruise?
I didn't. We took a little cruise, and we actually picked up some plastic, so we did our deed for the day.
Aha.
Is it the Dirty Whore or the Little Whore, Walt?
It's a little dirty.
It depends on the day.
It's a hybrid. It's a little dirty.
It's like a martini, right? That makes sense. Dirty martini.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. He likes his martinis dry. That's why his main boat, the Dry Martini 2, is that. And then it's now he has this extra dinghy.
Well, I like them dirty, too.
Well, okay. So I guess it just depends on... I mean, maybe if it's Captain...
his next-door neighbor has a young and stupid.
Well, okay. But it may depend if Captain Gomez or Julio are at the helm, you know? whether or not it's the little whore or the dirty whore. If it's Julio who's come down, Captain Julio, definitely it'd be the dirty, you know.
If but, I had a boat, I would call it the dead chuffed.
Really? That would be, I guess it wouldn't really.
No, that's horrible.
That wouldn't make sense. Matter. That's not a proper use of the
I know. I know the term.
Come on, CJ.
Think, CJ, think.
Greg, yeah. Jimmy has
a... We're going to have to jump on you instead of Barry this time.
Wait, one at a time. Barry, what did you say?
Jimmy has a photo of his new ship behind him.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, we...
Actually, pop quiz for CJ. CJ, which aircraft carrier is this?
Kennedy.
No, you know this. You know
this. The one that floats on the sea?
The newest one.
Ah. The Gomez.
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, the Gerald Ford.
The Gerald Ford?
Died senselessly at the age of 84.
Okay. Once again, they're doing their own show. God bless them. You can see some of this on Facebook Live. We apologize in advance when you do.
No, you don't. Don't lie.
Having
fun like you wouldn't believe.
Woohoo! Dr. Doug Ebersol planning to join us in hour two. Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire, he may check in as well. So stick around. Hour two on deck of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we look down in the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.